أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، وصحابته الغر الميامين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. أما بعد، my wonderful brothers and sisters in this great group Al-Irshad Al-Ummah, I greet you all with the best of greetings. Wahiya, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today being the 11th day of Sha'ban 1441 AH, which coincides with 5th of April 2020, we are inshallah going to continue on our usual book, which is Hidayat Al-Mustafid fi Ahkam Al-Tajweed, wherein we discuss the laws of Tajweed according to the recitation of the Holy Quran in Hafs recitation, Hafs and Asim, and in the style of Imam Shatibi. In our previous lessons, we have discussed about the Ahkam of beginning the recitation, yani with the Isti'aza and Basmala, and also we moved into the Ahkam Nunu Sakina, wherein we have already talked about the Al-Izhar, and we talked about Al-Idgham. Today, inshallah, biqudratihi, we are going to be moving into the next law, which is Al-Iqlab. So we are going to move into Al-Iqlab, and briefly, inshallah, as well, we'll move straight into the last law, which is Al-Ikhfa, after which will be done with the Ahkam Nunu Sakina. So if you have the book, you open to page 10, where Madam begins the page with the question as well. Ma haddul iqlab lughatan wa istilahan? What is the meaning, what is the definition of al-iqlab lughatan, literally, wa istilahan, as well as technically? Madam says, amma lughatan, as far as the literal meaning is concerned, فَهُوَ تَحْوِيلُ شَيْءٌ عَنْ وَجْهِهِ, it means changing something from its original form. Changing, that is iqlab. وَأَمَّا اصْطِلَاحًا, however, with regards to its technical meaning, Malan says, فَهُوَ جَعَلُ حَرْفٍ مَكَانَ حَرْفٍ آخَرٍ, it is for you to place another alphabet in the place of, it's a place, an alphabet in the place of another alphabet, ma'a mura'ati al-ghunna, together with the observance of ghunna. So al-iqlab simply means for you to change, or for you to replace one alphabet with another alphabet, and then while doing so, you have to observe the ghunna, which we said is the humin. So in the next question, Malam says, kam huruful iqlab, how many are the alphabets of al-iqlab, of changing? Yani whenever this alphabets come before or after the nunu sakina or the tanwin, you are going to change the pronunciation of the nunu sakina and the tanwin. And Malam has asked, how many are there? And the answer is hurufun wahidun. It is just one alphabet, wa huwa al-ba, and the alphabet is the alphabet ba. Now, the next question, Malam says, Ma amthilat dhalik, what are the examples of that? The jawab, the answer to that question, Malam says, Mithaluhu inda nuni min kalimataini. He said, the example of that, of a nunu sakina that is followed by a ba'un, that occurs within, or let's say between two words, Malam says, Mim ba'di. Now you see how that is pronounced. The noon is entirely changed and is changed for a mim instead. So you are not going to call it min or allow the noon to appear at all. In the case of iqlab, you are going to change yani the noon for mim. That is the meaning of iqlab. It is from the same word as the heart in Arabic. The heart of human being is from the word qalaba, something that changes. So you see qalbu. So the heart also changes, and also iqlab simply means for you to exchange the meaning of something here. So you exchange rather the pronunciation of the nunu sakina. Instead of you to pronounce it as a nunun, you are going to rather pronounce it as a mimun, that is al iqlab. And then Malam is giving another example, wa min kalimatin, from a single word, whereby there is a nunu sakina that exists and is followed up with a baun in a single word. Malam says yumbitu. While pronouncing the word yumbitu, you will not allow the nunu sakina to show. Rather, you change it for mimun. Madam now went on. He said, "One mithalu tanwin," and an example in the case of tanwin, you say sami'un basir. The ainun there is carrying a dhammatain and is followed by a ba'un, which is a haruf al iqlab. Therefore, you are going to say sami'un basir. You are going to introduce the mimun there. And then there is another example, alimun bima kanu. That mimun there is carrying a tanwin and is followed by a ba, which is haruf al iqlab. So the law applies there too. Malam has finished explaining the laws of al-iqlab. As we can see, it has just a single alphabet, unlike the huruf al-izhar, which was six, as well as the huruf al-idgham, which are also six, divided into two, idgham bi-gunna or idgham bi-ghayr-gunna. In this case, in the case of al-iqlab, there is one single alphabet, and it is known as the ba, the later called ba. Now, I want us to practice this properly. So there are three things that we are expected to do, especially if we want to get the pronunciation correctly. First thing is that you are going to change the nun or the tanwin entirely into mimun. You don't have to bring up anything that will show that there is a nun there. The way you pronounce it is for you to change it entirely so that there will be no sign of the nunu sakina there anymore. Now, the second thing you have to do is that you are going to hide that mimun as well. You will not pronounce the mimun too pronounced. You are going to hide it as well by closing the lips. So you are going to close the lips together and separate it with the pronunciation of ba. You know, for you to pronounce ba as well, you have to close your lips to say ba. So that closing of the lips you did to make the mimun sound should be immediately followed up with the pronunciation of the ba'un by opening the lips. So you close the lips to say the mim, and then you open it immediately by saying ba. And the third thing you have to do is to ensure that you are observing gunna while the lips are closed. You observe the gunna while you are concealing the mimun. That point in time whereby your lips are closed and you are saying or pronouncing the mimun, that is when the gunna should come, not before or after that. So for instance, now this word, this example, we have mim ba'adi. You close your lips together to say mim, and then you open your lips to pronounce the ba, mim ba'adi. So this is the right way to pronounce everything that has to do with al-iqlab, inshallah. So we are going to move briefly into the last law for mimul sakina, which is al-ikhfa. Al-ikhfa is hiding. Al-ikhfa is hiding or concealing, concealment. Now Malam says, ma haddul ikhfa'i lughatan wa istilahan. What is the meaning? What is the definition of ikhfa? Literally and technically. Malan says, "Amma lughatan," as for the literal meaning, for huwa satru, it is hiding, it is concealment. Wa amma istilahan, however, with reference to the technical meaning, it is for huwa ibaratun anin nutqi. For huwa ibaratun anin nutqi. It is for one to pronounce. It is for one to pronounce biharfin sakinin, a letter that is having a sukun, yani the nun or the tanwin in this case now, arin, that is default, that is deprived, or let's say stripped, An alphabet that is stripped, i.e. khalin, that means it is empty. Ani tashdid, that doesn't have a shadda. So it is for you to pronounce an alphabet that has a sukun, and that alphabet does not have a shadda. It has a sukun and doesn't have a shadda. Ala sifatin bayna al-izhar wal-idgham. In a way or in a certain description that is between izhar and idgham. So now al-ikhfa is somewhere in between izhar and idgham, which means you are going to pronounce the noon zahratan. You are going to let the noon to be shown, and at the same time you are going to blend. So you see now this law is standing in between the first two laws that we have already discussed about in our earlier classes. So the pronunciation of this is in such a way that the idhar and the idgham, you know, neither used. However, you are using something in between that. The malamnan says ma'a baqa'il ghunna fil harfil awwal, and then you have to bring the gunna. You have to keep that gunna in the harfil awwal, yani in the first alphabet. In the first alphabet, which is the alphabet that has a sukun now. The malam is now saying wahuwa nunu sakina, and that is the nunu sakina awit tanwin, or what tanwin, or the tanwin. So it is for you to pronounce it in such a way that such that it is in between izhar, yani in between the right pronunciation of noon as well as idgham, and also blending it at the same time. The malam says that you have to bring that gunna, you have to keep your humin on fi harf al awwali, in the first letter, which is the letter that carries the sukun, yani annunu sakina aw tanwin. So we have to take note of this. So Malamnan says, kam huruful ikhfa. The Malamnan says, so how many are the alphabets of al-ikhfa? How many alphabets are under the law of al-ikhfa? Malamnan says, hurufuhu khamsatu ashara. Its alphabets are 15. Awailu kalimatin hadhal bayt. And each of these alphabets are used in the beginning word of the following a poetic line. Malamnan says, swif, yani swadun is one of them. Tha thana, tha is one of them. Thaun is one of them. Kam, jad, there is kefun, there is jimun. Then jada shakhsun, qad sama, jada. Then shinun is one of them. Qafun is one of them. Sinun is one of them. So in summary, the alphabets of al-ikhfa are the other alphabets. All the other alphabets in the Arabic uhruf al-hijaiya. You know, the first issue we talked about was al-izhar, in which we removed six alphabets. In which we removed six alphabets. Then the next alphabet we talked about, the huruf al-idgham, in which we also removed six alphabets, making it 12 alphabets now removed. Then there is haruf al-iqlab, which is one alphabet, which is making it 13 alphabets. Now the remaining 15 alphabets in the Quran are all what pronounced as what? As in the case of ikhfa. Then Malam is now giving us example. He said he said ma mithalu dhalik. What are the examples of that? Mithalu nun inda sadi. The example of noon that is followed by a sadi min kalimataini, from two different words. Yani the noon is ending if the first word and the sadi is beginning the next word. Malam says an salatihim. You are going to pronounce the noon. The noon is coming out. It is not in the case of al-idgham where you blend it too much. So in this case here, you are going to allow the noon to come out. However, you have to blend it into the sword, and then the gunna has to be upon the noon. Salatihim wa min kalimatin. And in the case of a single word, Malan said unsurna. Unsurna. And for the case of a tanwin, Malam says qawman salihin. And then you should be very very strict with that. Baqi al-hurufi al-madhkura, for the case of all other alphabets that have been mentioned. So the huruf al-izhar, huruf al-ikhfa, now we said that they are what? They are the other alphabets that are neither part of the izhar or the idgham or the iqlab. And they are ta'un, tha'un, da'un, dhal, zain, sin, shin, sod, bod, po, dho, fa, qaf, and kef. So these alphabets are referred to as the huruful al-ikhfa, and whenever you come upon them in your recitation, inshallah, you should strive as much as you can to ensure that you apply a kind of recitation to it that is something in between al-idhar and al-iqlab, al-idhar, as well as the idgham. So we hope that inshallah, like we always say, it is only by practice that many of these laws can become more obvious and easier for us. So as part of the ways of making this thing easier for us to realize them in the Holy Quran, you will notice that the tanween is written in different ways. The tanween is written in different ways. Sometimes you notice that the tanween is written aligned and placed right above the alphabet. Sometimes you notice that the tanween is not written aligned, and they are placed probably a little bit distorted or somehow towards one side of the alphabet. Now, for me to be able to explain this properly to us, I am going to attach a PDF file which is titled Appearance of Tanween in the Glorious Quran. So you can just open that file and see exactly what, you know, how the tanween can tell you which law to apply. How the tanween can tell you which law to apply. By the time you see that the tanween in the Quran is written aligned, both of them are written aligned together. Yani the fatha taini, you know, there are two fatha. If those two fatha are written aligned and written parallel and arranged together, then you should be sure that that tanween is definitely followed by what? Is followed by a harful izhar. Yani hamza, ha'un, ha'un, ayin, ghoin, or ha'un. So that will make you to realize that you have to apply the law of izhar. And then there are examples there on the same PDF file. You can see kufuwan ahad. If you look at the way it is written, even if you open your mushaf now and you look at the way the kufuwan ahad is written, you can see that the tanween are both aligned together to show you that the alphabet that is following it is al-idhar. Therefore, you should pronounce it with the law of al-idhar. And then there are sometimes you find that they are not aligned together, and that in the case of dhamma, it's written as double dhamma. Now, by the time you notice this, you should know that the alphabet is either followed by al-huruful idgham, yani is either followed by huruful idgham, which is wawun, yawun, nunun, ra, lam, aw mimun, or it is followed by huruful al-ikhfa, which is the one we just finished discussing, which are 15 in number, and we said it includes all other alphabets apart from the huruful idgham, idhar, wa iqlab. So in example for that, you can just open your Quran to any page you feel like and try to identify, look for a tanween and see how the tanween is written or how the tanween is placed. So there are more examples in this as well. But in the case of iqlab, you notice that the tanween will be changed for a mimun. You see that the second, you know, in fathatain, you write fatha twice. But in the case of, if it's followed by a baun, you notice that the second fatha will be replaced with a mim, a tiny mim. Now, this is also shown in the PDF file that will be attached, inshallah, to this audio. So I want you to open that PDF file and try to see how it is written in different cases and how these different forms of writing can be used to inform you about how you are supposed to probably pronounce properly the laws of Nunu Sakina. So the writers of the Mushaf, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala please preserve them and bless them immensely, have actually done this in order to aid students who are still practicing the laws of Tajweed, to see and master and understand that whenever you see the tanween written aligned together, then you apply the law of idhar. And if it's not written aligned together, you know what to do, and so on and so forth. So in the last page of that document there, I attached a page or some ayahs around 16 ayah from Suratul Ghashiya that I would like you to read and look at it. Or if you have a mushaf, open your mushaf, open to that surah, open to any other surah and look at it. Look at the various tanween that are, you know, written that are in that surah. You know, and try to see why is the tanween aligned or not aligned? Why is it dhamma written as double or not written as double? Look at it and see what alphabet is following it, you will be able to understand that the Quran itself, or the way it is written itself, can be able to inform you better on how to apply the laws of at-tanween in the case of at-tanween and in reciting it, inshallah. So with this, we have come to the end of Nunu Sakina, or the laws governing the recitation of Nunu Sakina. So we have already categorized all the Arabic alphabets into one group or the other, and then we have been able to see which group each of them fall and how they are supposed to be pronounced, with examples from the Holy Quran. So inshallah, we will be following up this class with reading practicing that we'll be reciting, and probably pausing and be showing us some of these laws. But then we have to go through probably Mimu Sakina, which inshallah will be our next topic to be discussed, inshallah. So there will be also a memorization class that will come after this class for people who are interested, inshallah, in partaking in such as well. So alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, wa salatu wassalamu ala rasul karim wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, wa ba'd. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, wa alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.